Welcome back to Metro Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a poll, another Marquette poll comes out. This came out yesterday. It's a good poll, excellent poll. It's the gold standard in Wisconsin. And very, very accurate with good pollsters. Let me tell you what it says in the governor race. Let me tell you what it says in the Senate race, in the primary. And then some head-to-head, Democrat against Republican, and then my views on it. Start with governor. The ball game is the Republican primary. Tim Michaels, got 27% of people likely to vote in the Republican primary. Clay Fish got 26%. It's 1% separation. That's within what's called the margin of error. The margin of error is a couple of percent. So that means that Clay Fish, instead of 26, could have probably 29. And Michaels could have 24, or Michaels could have 30, and Clayfish could have 23. In other words, when it's 1 point, it shows it's a tie. They're tied in the middle 20s, the upper 20s. Nicholson had 10%. Ramthan had 3%. Here's my view on that. Nicholson is not going anywhere in the Republican Party. Nicholson was a Democrat and a fairly high-ranking one. He was the president of Young Democrats in the whole country and was invited to speak at a Democratic nominating convention and gave a stemwinder about how bad Republicans are and how good Democrats are and the Democratic platform. And he's not an old man. And so suddenly he's what, a Republican? Suddenly he what? He gives the same speech and just switches Democrat and Republican. Says Republicans are good, Democrats are bad. What Republicans stand for is good, and what Democrats stand for is bad. I mean, this is not fungible. It's not interchangeable. I mean, people see through that. And so he's at 10%. And remember, the primary is August 9. Primary is August 9. So that, you know, there's another, what do we want to say, less than a week in June, and then 31 days in July and 9 days in August, you know, 7 weeks away from the, very, very hard for him to vault from 10% to beat Michaels and Clayfish. Rampton's at 3%. Now, Rampton is one of these guys. He's sort of a Trump drone. I mean, you know, he's a drone bee or a drone ant just serving Trump. He's not going to get elected, but who does he take votes away from? Who does Nicholson take votes away from? That's the real issue here. So let me get back to Michaels and Clayfish. Michaels and the Duchess of Foxconn. The Duchess of Foxconn. In my view, Michaels has squandered an opportunity to be the Republican nominee. And he may still be by inching in a little bit. But I'll tell you what, people can spot a phony. And he has squandered that. Here is my thinking. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, was a cheerleader for Walker. That's all she was. Had no background. She ran for lieutenant governor. She'd been a TV morning anchor or weekend anchor or reporter. And obviously, you're on air, you know how to speak publicly. It was a huge primary, and she limped in by a few percentage points. Walker didn't want her as lieutenant governor. When she got in, she was a cheerleader. She'd jump up and down, Foxconn, Foxconn. That was their thing, Foxconn. We got fleeced. Walker has no business experience. He didn't turn it over to professionals. Chinese company came in, read them perfectly, and cost us $1 billion in site preparation and other things, and then still walk away with an $80 million settlement. Out of tax dollars, state tax dollars. And Clayfish supported them. She does not have the gravitas financially or in any other way to run a state. She just isn't. Governor is not an ideological position at its core. It's an executive position at its core. Are you going to make Clayfish the CEO of Northwestern Mutual, of We Energies? Are you going to make her the CEO of Johnson Controls? No, you're not. Well, it's a lot more complicated to run the state than to be CEO of any of those companies. So then you're Michaels. Guy comes in, CEO of a large, successful construction company, done very, very well. All he had to do was give a very frank statement of what he believed as a conservative Republican. He got Trump's endorsement. Some people said, well, that's the kiss of death for him. I don't agree with that. That'll help him in the Republican primary. But Youngkin in Virginia handled it perfectly. Youngkin in Virginia ended up winning because he got Trump's endorsement and never mentioned it. He thanked him. And if anybody brought it up, he said, yes, I have his endorsement. Thank you. But he didn't go on TV going, I have Trump's endorsement. Michaels is writing Trump's endorsement. It's all over the TV. I built him a wall because he wanted it. I built him a pipeline because he wanted it. And picking up all the Trump themes, attacking immigrants. He didn't have to do that. Let me tell you something. If every so-called illegal immigrant suddenly disappeared from the state, cows wouldn't get milk. Did you know that? Do you know how many people who are here from Mexico working on our farms? You think that's just California in agriculture? Crops would rot in the field in California. Cows would never get milked in Wisconsin. Foundries would have to shut down. Who do you think makes the bed in small towns in motels? Getting paid peanuts. These are people who work very, very hard, just like my ancestors worked very hard when they came here from Ireland a long time ago, 1870s, 1860s. They worked hard. Well, these people work very, very hard. Why attack them? I mean, why attack them? And now, you know, he's talking about the woke mob and pronouns. Hey, guy, get beyond it. But the coup de grace, he's running against the Duchess of Foxconn. And he comes out and he goes, I think we're going to try to revive Foxconn. Oh, you're going to give the Chinese people who scammed us $3 billion more to construct what? Large screen TVs? They say they will. They didn't do it. Small screen phones? Say they will. Didn't do it. Electric cars? Said they would. Didn't do it. Coffee makers? Said they would. Didn't do it. Why are we paying billions for coffee makers anyway? West Bend Company and those kind of great companies make them, and we don't give them a cent. But Michaels, the other day, came out with the worst. You know, everyone knows the Duchess, it loves Trump. Trump does not like the Duchess and didn't endorse her, endorse Michaels. Why? Because she is seen as Walker's clone. She is seen sort of like a Bond girl, sort of like Kim Reynolds, Kristi Noem, that's the governors of Iowa and South Dakota, and Carrie Lake, the Republican down in Arizona. They're sort of like those women who would hang around Ernst Stavro Blofeld, the villain, bald guy with a kitten on his lap, and they just gush over him. We don't want that as governor. And frankly, in any of those states, unfortunately, Iowa and South Dakota had to come up with that. But Michaels had a chance of saying, you know, Foxconn was a dumb deal. Why didn't he? Because his company did work for Foxconn and made a lot of money. That's why. His construction company worked on that deal in Mount Pleasant. The reason he wants to revive it is to get work for his company down there out of state tax dollars. We don't want that as governor. I totally misread this. I thought Michaels, you know, he's an affable guy. He'd been friendly with some Democratic friends of mine. And so he goes, I go, well, maybe he'll be like Tommy Thompson. Or maybe he'll be like Lee Dreyfus. Well, no, he's not. Tommy Thompson would not have signed the Foxconn deal. Tommy Thompson would not have attacked people milking cows in Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson would not have gone on about woke pronouns and all this sort of business. We're talking governor. You know who was governor of this state at one time? Fighting Bob La Follette was governor. Gaylord Nelson was governor. Yes, he was, before he was senator. Pat Lucey was governor. Those are the folks who were governor. So, whether Michaels or Clayfish get it, all of the head-to-head polls show Evers beating them all. By a margin, you know, it's not a blowout by any means, but these characters are the gang that couldn't shoot straight. They're coming up with four candidates who frankly are incompetent to run the state. And now Michaels just came out and he goes, they asked him, if Donald Trump, you're the governor, Donald Trump runs for president in 2024 and loses in Wisconsin, would you certify the vote for the Democrat who beat him? He said, I won't answer that. He's going to repay Trump. If he gets in there, you're going to look back at 2020 and you're going to say it's happening again. At this time, though, with the Republican governor, he'll go, no, the votes from Milwaukee are no good. There's a lot of folks in Milwaukee that you seem shifty to me. I don't know, Flynn, voting something wrong. I'm going to give it to Trump. And then that has to go to the Supreme Court and you have a constitutional crisis. He has swallowed the whole Trump thing, hook, line, and sinker, and he has not done what Youngkin did in Virginia. Democratic primary for the Senate, Mandela Barnes, 25%, Alex Lazary, 21%, Godlewski, 9%, Tom Nelson, 7%, with one-third of the Democrats undecided. Right now, it looks like between Mandela Barnes and Alex Lazary by 4 points, that's within the margin of error, barely though. I think you have to say Mandela is in the lead, Lazary is second. Is there room for Godlewski and Nelson to move up in 7 weeks? I don't know. One third of the Democrats are undecided, but it's been a very quiet primary. Nobody's attacked anybody. If you had to tell me how do any of the four differ on any issue, I'd be hard pressed to do it. They're all good folks. I know them all. I know them all reasonably well. They're very good folks. I would be happy to vote for any Democratic nominee for the Senate against Ron Johnson. So stand by. You got 7 weeks. Get out there. Pick one of the candidates on our side, the Democratic side. And if you're a Republican, you know, Rampton 3% and Nicholson 10% does not look promising in the horse race. Does not look promising. I went to a horse race in Arlington once, and there's a little horse called Pogo Nipfog, and the thing almost got lapped. It was so bad. That reminds me of Rampton and Nicholson. But the other two, one of them's going to get it, but they're both Trump clones. They would both destroy our democracy. They both love Foxconn. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Recognize, it's your life. Yeah.